This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. How are you, brothers and sisters? Today, this is a mini unplug. I'm going to interview Wael Ibrahim, my friend. And I have a very simple and quick question after greeting you and asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bless you and your family. Why? Because mashallah, Allah chose you for a very, very important mission. Apart from the crisis which is happening in Gaza as of today, what is the biggest problem that is facing the world as of today?
Wallahi, Sheikh, on a daily basis, the main problem that I receive, whether by emails, text messages, or other social media accounts that I have, is that either a brother will contact me telling me that he's been addicted to pornography for many, many years. Or his wife will contact me telling me the same thing, and that the marriage is falling apart. Or even kids as young as 12, 13, 14 are actually... And the good thing is that about the kids is that they have realized that it is actually causing them devastation in terms of their studies, their memory retention, and so on and so forth. So for a kid like at 12 years old, 14 years old, to realize the damage and the consequence of porn addiction, it's something big. And to me, there is nothing bigger than this in our time. And it has not, it did not discriminate against any segment of the society, any age group.
I have two follow-up questions. The first is this what the so-called free world has introduced to us? I mean, if you happen to post anything about Gaza, you will be shadow banned, your accounts will be suspended, and you will not be able to go live maybe for a year or more, you know. And
now our sister Fatima Payman, one of the senators, the youngest Muslim hijabi senator in Australia, she spoke her heart out, she spoke against the atrocities that's happening in Palestine recently, and the whole world is against her. The whole media, the whole so-called freedom of speech, advocates are against him.
But as far as I know, awfully, the West produces every minute hundreds of movies and clips, porn movies, USA, Canada, Europe. Is this what the free world benefiting the world with?
Habibi,
poisoning the minds of our youth, of our children, because you just frightened me right now when you say it, as early as the age of 12.
Even younger, Sheikh.
Younger.
So the now in one of the latest statistics is 1 in 10 porn users on the internet is under the age of 10. And how many are there, Sheikh? How many users? Just to give you an idea, there is one website that boasts about how many users been visiting their websites in the year 2019 alone. They said there has been 42 billion visits had occurred on their website. That's one single website. In the year 2019 alone. So God alone knows how many billion other views elsewhere occur on different websites.
And you said only on one single website.
Yeah, that's one single website.
Do you have an estimate as how many websites?
By the Shekhna, millions of pages are created
millions.
Every single day.
Millions.
Because many governments are also like working towards the effort of blocking these pages. So as soon as a page is blocked, 10 are created. 10 are created. And the problem, Shaitan, sorry to interrupt, the danger of porn industry is now no longer pertaining to big producers and studios and big cameras and all that.
With the phone.
Yes, there are people who are creating porn from the bedroom on these cell phones. And those are usually the young generation.
Yeah, as we're talking right now, they create their own videos. A couple can create their own videos to draw more attention and viewership. And obviously, they earn money on that.
And sometimes even young kids, and this is a message to all young kids who are listening, that unintentionally they share these imagery with so-called, my boyfriend, my girlfriend, only to find that these imagery find its way to porn sites.
My second question, for the sake of time, that I saw you once was talking about, when somebody asks you, the ultimate solution for porn addiction and how to get rid of it, and you phrased it very well, and you said there is no magical stick with one strike that the person will quit, but you give an advice. where you said, lower your game.
That's the beginning.
Basically, indeed, that is the ultimate solution, but it isn't easy. Why? Because the more you feed your eyesight, the more you starve. It's not only about the dopamine release and getting excited. It's about, you know, getting used to the sin, which is, in Arabic, we call it ilful masiyah. And how the Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, said, everyone's heart will be exposed continuously to sins. And then when you let go one sin, it will leave a black spot, a black dot. If you repent and seek forgiveness, it will be erased. But if you leave it, another one will be added. And third, then there will be like a thick layer of rust on top of the heart, which the Almighty Allah referred to in the Quran as a run. How to scrub this run?
I think this was in the definition of addiction in its actual, you know, meaning. And how to get rid of this addiction, Sheikh, or that run, is number one, the environment must change. The environment must become conducive to iman-driven activities. You know, I always say masjid is not called masjid unless salah is performed in it. Mm. That's why masjid, you know, comes from sujood, right? Mm-hmm. So a masjid without salah, it's just an empty space, you know? So environment must be very conducive to iman-driven activities, productivities. Number two, the structure that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the do's and don'ts, the halal and haram, must be always in place. And the third and the most important tip to, you know, begin the journey to of recovery is good company,
good
righteous
company.
Company. And in Surah Al-Kahf, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us very clearly, stick, you know, hold fast unto those people who worship their Lord day and night.
You mean the verse, وَاصْبِرْ نَفْسَكَ مَعَ الَّذِينَ يَدْعُونَ رَبَّهُمْ بِالْغَدَاتِ وَالْعَشِيِّ يُرِيدُونَ وَجْهَهُ وَلَا تَعْدُ عَيْنَاكَ عَنْهُمْ تُرِيدُ زِينَةَ الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا وَلَا تُطِعْ مَنْ أَغْفَلْنَا قَلْبَهُ عَنْ ذِكْرِنَا وَاتَّبَعَ هُوَاهُ وَكَانَ أَمْرُهُ فُرُطًا. And guess who's being instructed? The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam.
So I love the description, وَلَا تَعْدُ عَيْنَاكَ عَنْهُمْ. Don't let your eyes stray away, meaning stick with those righteous company, because by definition, a righteous friend is the one that when you meet, when you see, it reminds you of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, reminds you of your duty towards Him. And you can't be alone. Mm-hmm. Avoid isolation at all cost. If you're really serious about recovery, you can't be alone.
You mean
initially.
That being alone initiates?
Yeah, open the doors for, of course, a lot of things. Number one, shaitan knows your weakness. Mm. Number two, you're addicted already, so the dopamine level will rise once you are comfortable behind closed doors. Two enemies against one, you will never win. You will never win the battle. So you have to have a righteous company
what
system in place.
What about raising the fear factor? Would it help raising the fear factor? The fear of Allah, the fear of being caught, the fear, whether active or passive fear. The active fear is that you wasted plenty of time already of your life. It's time to recover. It's time to be productive. It's time to study. It's time to graduate. It is time to start making money. It's time to be a successful person. This is like, you know, fear of the future. And the passive fear, such as being afraid of being caught. Like you
yes.
just mentioned that many sisters, they call you to complain about their
because
spouses.
Because they call their husbands. Yeah.
So no matter how much careful you are,
how many times you deleted the history of your, you will be caught at one point.
Mm.
And the ayah that, if you remember, Sheikh, يَسْتَخْفُونَ مِنَ النَّاسِ وَلَا يَسْتَخْفُونَ مِنَ اللَّهِ وَمَعْمَ. I always give the example of even CCTV camera. When you're driving a car and you know that you're watched by camera, you respect the traffic rules.
True.
But once the traffic, you know, it's not
Habibi,
working.
To be continued, because we need to catch a flight. We got Barak some guests here. Assalamu alaikum.
Habib al-Ghad.
Sheikh al-Had.
Guess what you're talking about?
I don't know. Popcorn
addiction.
We'll continue with the Mufti Mink with us, inshallah. Maybe in the flight.
Inshallah.
See you soon, inshallah. Assalamu alaikum.